Nancy writes in, I love food, or maybe emotionally, and I don't know, but I think it's the wheat and the foods. I don't know why I blow up after eating. I can gain 8 pounds a day of inflammation. My goodness. But I received those enzymes from the chiropractic lady that you had on the show, Absorbaid Support, to take with each meal. You had her on the other day. I will see if these will help. Maybe later I'll take the MAP test for my tummy. Nancy in Nebraska. Well, Nance, maybe you might kind of read. You know, why don't you read? Go ahead. It's free. Read Constantine's book, Fiber. Sorry. The Fiber Menace. And you can just do fibermenace.com. It's a free book. Why don't you read that and see if you can kind of hone in on this thing, because it might not just be, you know, taking this or that. There could be a lot of other things going on, and maybe you're piling up like I was and like a lot of people do, and not letting your stomach empty out, so it can't heal. And, you know, and then when you eat a certain food and you kind of blow up, we don't really know if that's the food. I mean, it gets kind of complicated. It's weird, but everybody has a tummy and we all have food, and I guess everybody gets to pick on how deeply they want to dig, and or just to take something, and that's fine too. I mean, listen, if you did digestive enzymes and you lived to 80 and had a nice life, or 90, whatever, who cares, right? I'm not saying that's a terrible thing or anything. Just everybody gets to choose what they want to do in the deal. Yep. Well, one thing Constantine did say, check this out, you're going to love this one. So I asked him about taking digestive enzymes while I'm kind of allowing my stomach to heal through different dietary things and spacing out and fasting. And he said, no, you don't want to do, he said, you don't want to do digestive enzymes if your stomach is inflamed, because it just eats away at the lining of the stomach. Okay. Boy, after that one, I said, man, what am I going to do here? It's great. Hi, Patrick, love your shows. Wondering if you would consider accepting Verge currency. Ah, it's currently one of the top 20 in coin market cap. I'd like to purchase a sauna that I've been coveting for a while now, and I'd like to purchase with Verge currency if you're going to add it to your payment options. They're really good currency that is active and going places, user-friendly, with an approachable development team. Thanks. No, I don't think so. I have enough on my hands just dealing with, I appreciate you want to buy a sauna, just dealing with dollars here. But I wouldn't even do bitcoins, because see, these cryptocurrencies are great and everything, it's fun, but they all change in value. So say if we did bitcoins and you send us $995 worth of bitcoins for a sauna, okay? Say if we did that, and then tomorrow the bitcoin goes down, you know, $1,000, which has moved up $1,000 in a day, then duh, we've just, you know, lost money on the deal. So, you know, I can't do that. So, no, we're not going to do cryptos, we'll do dollars. It's dirty, nasty little Federal Reserve notes. God love them. Pictures of dead presidents on there, and we'll do dollars. Yeah, like, I think Bitcoin was 9,000 yesterday. Now it's 8,600. Yeah, don't want to do that. Okay, so let's see. Let's get some emails. A major theme of the Gita is synchronizing the heart to the brain. Radham writes, one heartbeat per second to one brainwave per second, 60 of each per minute. Oh, I'm going to do my pulse now. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm just right at 1 every second. So that's 60, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, look at my second hand. I stay there a lot, every 60 seconds, except when I do my burst things. Did I tell you, I get that burst thing sometimes to 180? That's like 3 times my regular pulse. I guess that's good. I do, because all you have to do is take your pulse for 10 seconds. I don't sit there for a minute. Just take your pulse for 10 seconds and times 6, and I can get up to 30 beats for 10 seconds. It's really funny when you get up to rebounder after doing your burst thing and you put your thing on there and look at the second hand, it goes. It's hard to count them, they go so fast. But you can count 30. Sometimes, usually 25 or 30 after I do that. But I'll burst sometimes for a minute. And that's pretty cool. But you tell your heart, like, get it together, kid, because someday I may need you. I may have a saber-toothed tiger behind me and I could be running away from that dude. So don't fail me now. Don't fail me now. Carrie writes in, do you have healers with EMF Rife balancing? Or a dentist who's educated in EMF? I don't really understand that question. Rife balancing? I don't know. I got to stretch you on here. Let's see. I don't know. I don't really understand that. I would like to order a relaxed sauna. Cool. About how much does it cost, including shipping and tax to Minnesota, USA? You have any discounts? What's the return policy, warranty, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. The return, I think they only have about a year kind of solid return, or a year warranty on the thing. But Phil has been selling these for 15 years. They've never had any problems. They just don't break. And if anything would really go wrong, I'm sure Phil would take care of you, but they just don't. They just keep running. Mine's quieted as a little meese in 10 years. Return policy, probably not very good. I mean, once you get in one of those things and start sweating and want to return them, that's not cool. I guess, I'm sure they'd take them back and it'd probably just be a heavy restocking fee because they couldn't sell it. So you can't expect somebody just to eat $1,000. So I think you better be sure you want one of these guys. But if you really want to know about that more, I would find out. But they're good ones. And we have a sale thing, just $9.95. But I'll email this fellow. Hello, Patrick. Adrian, he's in Israel. Hi, Adrian. I'm a regular listener to the show, and I'm wondering if shungite could actually be toxic. What? Okay. And spur the development of nanotech in the body and environment might have positive and negative effects. What do you think? I have large shungite pyramids and have used the powder extensively when making organite. Tony Pantelarsko mentions carbon-60 is very toxic. Also, how would shungite powder differ from activated charcoal making organite ingredient? When I first started drinking shungite water a few years ago, I began having violent diarrhea. Healing response or toxic? Yeah, I don't know about that. Tony P, he goes off in this whole thing with nano's going to kill you and all that. And, I can't go there. I don't go there. I don't care. And I don't generally do nano stuff. But to say all of it's going to, I just don't know. And I don't have time to even look into something like that. Sorry. I don't know. Shungite's been around forever. And I've never taken it internally, but people do. I have a shungite necklace. Dulo and I have one, and they're really nice for blocking EMFs, but that's way too much anal sphincter kind of looking into stuff that I just wouldn't go into there, but you can. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on it except that. Yeah. God bless Tony P. He's out there saying everything's going to kill everybody. And he may be right. I mean, we're all going to go sometime, so. But what's the point? What is the point? It's great that Konstantin Monastirsky mentioned at least briefly hydration and health. There should have been probably a disclaimer that the dehydration advice in the show is strictly for people with medical conditions and other than normal comfortable disbalances. No, that's not true. And he did. So you didn't hear him very closely. He talked about it a lot, about water, about the proper way that the science says to use water, that water and food is part of the water that we eat. Hydration is necessary. So I don't really think you heard him very clearly. Water is needed for digestion, production of digestive juices, probably. He's not saying don't drink water. So, yeah. Goes on and on and on, just kind of picking away. Everybody should always listen to their own body. I agree. That's a good one. When Patrick is dehydrated, it can be heard in his voice and his energy level during the show. I don't think so. I've been drinking so much water the last 2 or 3 years. I think I overwatered. And I overwatered and overate. Didn't really space my meals. This is my opinion right now, what I believe. It could all be wrong. I could change tomorrow, but that's okay. I get to change. And then up half tonight, and that's why my voice will get raspy and energy level, not from dehydration. I love how you guys figure all my problems out for me, and I'm not right. What I don't believe they're right, but. Oh, cool. My latest All One Radio Network blog entry, just posted, is the first half, oh, cool, the 1909 article by M.J. Rodemond, M.D., who did experiments to prove the heart is not a pump in the 1890s. Cool, man. I can send that to Dr. Cowan. I'll do that. I bet you'd appreciate that. Heartburn is that one? Heartburn is vomiting light? Overeating stops stomach digestion, Adam writes. You bet. No matter how large you can stretch, the stomach's chemical output is finite. Excess food causes digestion to grind to a halt. If preserved, and generally produces not only functional aberrations, but diseases of the coats of the stomach. See, he wrote that. That's what old Konstantin said. So I don't see the latest one, Adam. Maybe I don't, didn't pop up here. The latest one I see is heartburn is vomiting for life. Yeah, this is a good one. Check this out, tummy people. Adam's blog, heartburn is vomiting for vomiting life. May 11th. Oh, yeah. Oh, the heart is not a pump. I see it now. Okay. Just popped up. Well, cool. I will send this to Dr. Cowan. Thanks. That's pretty cool. I'll read that. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. All right, let's see. Let's go back here. Where are we? Oh, I read this before when Constantine was on. And Adam writes, in 1998, this is great. In 1998, Dr. Batman Gelich, you remember him? Author of Your Body's Many Cries for Water, told me I would be dead in 1 year because I didn't drink any plain water. Adam's 75 and still going strong. If it's not too late, can you please ask Constantine, what a good substitute is for the fat with rice for people who didn't do well with any dairy, including ghee, what would be a best substitute? Beef tallow, coconut oil, MCT, olive oil. Yeah, I don't know. Next time I talk to him, I'll ask him. I suggest you could just use any one you want, right? He just says it's important, and Adam does too, about when you do the rice to have fat in there. That's why he does the butter, to do the rice thing to heal your tummy. Let it heal. I'm eating rice every meal now. It's great. I love it. So we'll see how it all works out. Once again, this could all be wrong. I'm your canary in the coal mine, you know, let Patrick do it. He'll eat anything and try anything, and if it doesn't work, he'll tell us. That's what I do. Let Patrick do it. He's silly. What does he care? I'll let you know. You will be the first to know. Yeah, Constantine and other people like animal fats. You know, you could do some beef tallow in there. That'd be good. If you get some grass-fed beef tallow. Olive oil is good in white rice. He likes the white rice because it has zero fiber. So if you look at like Lundberg long grain or Lundberg jasmine, the white rice got zero fiber. And he says fiber is a big problem if we get too much of it. That's why his book is called Fiber Menace. Then certainly taking extra fiber, he suggests, is not a good thing. Not a good thing. He may be right, he may be wrong, but we'll find out. No? The only way you know it is to think around with it. Oh, my mouse is attacking me. Yeah, hi Patrick, I spoke to you, prior about my dog Tamika, who has been on C60 for a month now. Her symptoms of vomiting and being lethargic have eradicated. She's doing quite well and eating nicely. Thought I would keep you up to date. Yeah, this is a lady up in Canada, and I mentioned her, and she was doing this C60, this product we're promoting, and she had all kinds of weird diagnostics from her vet. Stuff and weird stuff. So somehow she got hooked up and started doing the C60, the one that we're promoting, the one that we like. This may be one of the best ones, or who knows? Well, we'll see. But we think so. We think this is a good product. It's c-60.com. Use the promo code ONERADIO if you want to try it. Doodle and I are taking it. And anyway, so I wanted to find out more. I'll email her and find out more about what she was diagnosed and how she's doing, and I want to make sure that this thing really had a lasting effect on her little doggy. I don't want to give you guys, false hope of something, so you buy it and nothing happens. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Bean? We always have always need a little faith in this world, and we can only do so much, right? so much.
While there are a variety of subjects covered on the various programs on the One Radio Network, Patrick Timpone has allocated time for Andy Goss's company, SDL Incorporated, to discuss your financial health. One of the subjects we feel most important for investors, beyond their physical health, is to make sure that they protect their own wealth for their future and their families. The best way to do that is in the acquisition of physical assets in the form of American gold and silver coins provided by SDL Incorporated. You can reach us at 1-800-468-2646 or at usgoldcoins.com. Get yourself healthy, both physically and financially. Call us today, 1-800-468-2646, and learn about accumulating American gold and silver coins to protect your wealth.
All righty. Let's see. Stock market's up about 90 points or so. And gold is at 1321, silver is 1690. And the dollar is 92.56, going strong. And crude oil is about $71, and predicting that's going to go up. So higher gas prices are in the offing. Fill up now. Fill up this. Go out and fill up. Fill up this weekend. Living Libations is a great company up in Canada. If you're into, you want to get some shampoos or some essential oils, sort of cool deodorants, face creams, man, all these kinds of things. Really, really nice company. Really nice company. So look on the front page and just click on there. And when you're into buying something really nice for yourself or your sweetheart, just go there and buy him something. That's be great. That's great. Buy him something. Mention Ken Rolla. You know, Ken Rolla's a Golden Pyramid is a very nice unit. I'm very pleased with mine. We have two, one downstairs in my bedroom and one up here in the studio. And I recall I could feel it the first time, and it actually kind of massages the electromagnetic fields with scalar energy, the whole research they've done on those scalar energy with the Schumann wave, and it's kind of like mimicking divine spirit kind of thing, if you want to look at it like that. And so these work in concert, because these work on the different Wi-Fis and electromagnetic fields and stuff like that, stuff coming out of the wires, like the Dave Stetzer stuff. And then the Blue Shield actually works on the body cells themselves. So they're very complementary. These are little golden pyramids. So if something tickles your fancy to protect from some of these things, you might want to check that out. Click on it, and it'll take you right there. And also on the same page, you have the Vitalizer Plus, so you can structure your water. Then you rock and roll. Your listener is confusing a bedroom voice with raspy voice. Oh, is that true? What's a bedroom voice? That's funny. You were talking about prayer. Early in my life, I didn't understand the purpose of prayer. Oh. Kind of like Jim Morrison's quote, "You cannot petition the Lord with prayer." Then in step 1:11, it teaches, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. As we understand him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can certainly pray to divine spirit and ask for stuff. And I think it works. I think the key to it is that we believe. You know, faith can move mountains. One must believe, But it's really working through us. It's not like there's some outside force separate from us, in my opinion, I could be wrong, that is giving us something, whether or not we're good or bad, which is the old religious idea. Well, if you're good, well, then you get a pony. If not, you know, that idea. I don't think there's a separate entity that is giving us stuff because blah, blah, blah. But what I think what we're doing is we're praying to God, divine spirit, however you want to say it, because we want to heal our body. And we really believe that this prayer is working and will work. And because of that contact with spirit, which we are part of, we will get information and guidance on how that might work. For some people, it could just be, bip, you're gone, you're done. And for other people, it could take 5 years to work through why they cause cancer. It's just different for everybody. But one thing I do know, that if we are sincere with our petition to God, to Spirit, about anything, and we are sincere and we really believe that this petition is going to be fulfilled. I'm not talking about on a big screen TV, but I guess if you really want one and you keep praying for it, you'll figure out a way how to buy one. So that's how that'll work. Spirit's not going to dump one on your lawn with a drone from Amazon and just for fun. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just being silly. But when we pray for something, whether it be intuition, insights, healing, whatever, more abundant life, that will come, but it'll come through us by us doing the stuff, right? That's how it works. When we give 110%, God kicks in the rest. So that's how prayer works, in my opinion. And I would be careful, too. A lot of people pray for other people, and my best understanding of that after all these years is that's really not a good idea. It's just, you know, you'd have to look at that yourself. Now, if you ask somebody, can I pray for you? Yeah, then that's the deal. But, you know, people get to do their own life and they get to have their own experiences. So if you're praying for your Uncle Tony to live and not die, I mean, what if Uncle Tony wants to die? What's that about? It's just not fair to Uncle Tony. So if you want to pray for Uncle Tony, in my opinion, once again, I could be wrong, you would say to God, God, help Uncle Tony get whatever experience he really wants and he really needs for his spiritual growth. That's a good prayer. I work with that one all you want, because then you're not interfering. But you don't want to interfere with other people and their experience. It's just not cool. Bad juju. Once again, in my opinion. And this could all be wrong. And probably is. Okay. I got a couple emails from the gentleman who called up last week about kidney stuff, but he never emailed me back. So if you're listening today, sir, my email is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And I'll email you this. I'll email you this stuff. I had a couple of articles here I thought was fun. Here's a study. Blue light from phones, computers, could lead to major eye problems. This research pointing to smartphones and tablets causing damages to the eyes. Oh, it's kind of a dumb article. It doesn't have much here. Okay, forget that. Yeah, I'm not sure about the blue light thing, but they do have a... what's the thing we use? Flux? Flux? It's kind of cool. I got a flux thing and it just, F dot lux. Here it is. It's pretty cool. Sunrise, 3 hours to go. I better calibrate this. Anyway, it'll turn off the blue light at night. So, you know, the screen gets, you don't have a lot of that blue light. We probably won't know exactly what all this blue light stuff until we stare at computers for about 50 years and they say, well, you know, you really shouldn't have done that because this is not good. Don't do that. Oh, okay. Why didn't you tell us? Well, we did, but nobody listened. You should have really looked at the computers for the last 30 years. Not a good thing. But, oh, whoops. Sorry. We forgot to tell you. Probably. So we're going to have a fun show. Monday, we'll be talking with a lady who is really up on the whole Monsanto thing. She has a book out, Carrie Gillum. She has a book all about it, and she's been following all this Monsanto stuff and some of the legal things, and there's a big case going on in California right now. And she's going to update us on that class action lawsuit against Monsanto. How many attorneys do you think Monsanto has working on this baby? Oh my goodness. Can only imagine. They're probably walking with 20 attorneys, right, with the briefcases. But when I did talk to her, she said, oh man, if you would see some of the motions and counter motions and they just keep stalling and stalling and they just try to drain you, you know. You know how they do it. That's right. They just kind of, so you run out of cash is what they do. But she said that all of these people that are, the attorneys are all doing it pro bono. In other words, they're not being paid. So they're all just believing this, and I guess they'll get some kind of a kickback if they get some kind of big settlement. But they're all doing it on the take, and that's how they can afford to do it. But yeah, I mean, could you imagine going against somebody like Monsanto that has billions of dollars and 150 attorneys and try to take these guys to court? Man, they'd keep you wound up in court for years until they just drained every penny you had from your attorney. Oh, man, it's tough. But we'll see what happens with this one. Here's a lady. She got 8 pounds of sulfur. She has a little one with some problems of scarring, and sulfur will really help with the get rid of scars all over the body, inside and out. And so she's going to try it. Yeah, she's got some scars, I believe, in her brain. Wow. Good for you. Well, you know, I told her when she emailed me, I told her, I said, you know, I'm not selling this because I think this is going to work or cure your daughter or anything like that. I'm not making any claims about it. But, you know, she came to us because she read about pure sulfur and how it can help scarring of the body everywhere. That's why I'm really been up in mind now as I'm this tummy thing coming, wrapping that thing up because I guess there's scars down there. Do you know my Ayurvedic doctor told me a really interesting thing that I wonder if it's, I mean, I really trust this fellow. Anyway, let's do this first, and then, because I have to go to the little boy's room anyway.
Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right? Mm-hmm. So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open, like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum any of the Sirthrival links. It's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. And this guy's working more down into the small, large intestine, places like that. And, but I got to tell you, you know, because what I was doing and not doing the right thing with as far as piling up on the food and all that, which is what I believe is my little story, my little drama, that I was getting a lot of good immune factors like that, but the colostrum wasn't able to save the day if I was eating poorly and drinking too much water. That's my theory thus far. And again, this could change. But if you're in, you know, if you're in good shape and, well, reasonably good shape, and it's just a great food, even if it's not going to do exactly what you want right now for your gut, but it's a great food with all the immune factors and stuff like that. A lot of other benefits other than the, you know, the gut stuff. Natural killer cells, you know, those NK things? That's what we have. Increases values in the body and maintains immune function and get rid of pathogens and fight infection. So it does a lot of cool things, the colostrum. They have the 1 and 2 kilo bag. 1 2 kilo bag. So I was going to tell you about my Ayurveda. In Ayurveda, they're really interesting. They're not, and this thing goes back, what, 5,000 years or so? They're really not into vinegars, never have been, even a lot of lemons, even lemons. They like limes in Ayurvedic medicine. It's a whole balance with the vata, pitta, and kapha thing. And vinegars, no way, Jose, do they go for those. And because my Ayurvedic fellow said that vinegars have been used for a long time in Europe and all of that, and people like to use it, especially with honey. But he said it's really a symptomatic relief to stomach problems. That it cauterize the stomach lining. Now this is what he says. I don't know if it's true. I've known him for 30 years and pretty smart guy with Ayurveda. And that the people where they might have a benefit, feel like they're having a benefit from vinegars and stuff, that it's really just papering over the problem, and that oftentimes those things will come out later in life because they're just kind of down there being cauterized, but it's just not getting, the stomach is still not functioning properly. May or may not be true, could all be wrong. I'm just sharing with you what he told me. Okay, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. What else we have here? Let's go through some other emails before we go. I got a great song for you. When you and Ken were talking, Ken Roll, he mentioned a book he was reading that had prosperity in the title that he said was a follow-up to The Source of the Secret about manifestation in shortened time frames. Do you have any ideas about that, if you don't know the book? I don't know the book. But yeah, I love to talk about manifestation and how that works. And I can hear a little bit before we go. My experience and my opinion, and once again, all my opinion, my experience, and this all could be wrong. I feel so much better when I say that. It gives me so much latitude, you know? I love it. Could all be wrong, and I mean it. But for me, Gavin, the way I've experienced it is that, see, there's only now, right? I know that for sure. That's not conjecture. Just one big now, blob of now. Just now. There's only time and space in the lower worlds, you know, in the land of opposites, right? And physical and astral, causal and mental. That's where there's light and dark and up and down and good and bad and love and hate and all that stuff. And we, you know, that's, so the idea of time is really an optical collusion if we look at it from soul, who you are, Garvin, and who I am. So soul is what manifests everything, because we are the ones who pick and choose what thoughts, feelings, and images that we believe are true. See, we're the ones making that choice. So if the way we manifest more and more quickly is to believe that we already have it and act like we already have it in the now. Because if we think in terms of, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get this. That's really not the best way to do it, because we're always thinking that we don't have it and we're going to get it tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow never comes, because there is no tomorrow. Does that make sense? There's a movie, Tomorrow Never Comes, a James Bond movie or something. So most people are focusing on not having it and wanting it. And that way manifestation never comes, because whatever we are focused on in the moment is what creates our experience tomorrow, if you believe in tomorrow. So really the only way to deal with it, in my opinion, since it is just now, you have to kind of make believe that you are prosperous now. So what does that look like? Well, I don't know. What would you do if you had $1 million? Other than buy stuff, because you don't actually really have it, but don't tell anybody that. You would do what you do. Wow, I've always wanted to paint a picture. Well, you paint a picture. Or I've always wanted to help other people. Well, start helping people. Or I've always wanted to quit worrying about money. Well, quit worrying about money. Whatever. I mean, you act and you look and you feel and you know it's coming. It's a knowingness, but it's not an image that you put out there in space thinking that it's coming someday, because tomorrow never comes. So that's how manifestation works, in my opinion, and I'll guarantee I'm right, but this may be wrong. Since there's only now, that's the only way to deal with it, because if you're, you know, but what you expect as soul, right, what you expect as soul is what comes about, because that's like in your inner being. All right, for example, so I like to put myself out there. I don't care. My life's an open book. I've always known that I was going to meet the absolute very one woman to be married and even have a child or two. I always kind of knew that. So we all go through different experiences, but I still know that. But I don't, you don't do anything else except knowing it and do your life. And so you live your life like she's already here. What would you do if she's already here? Well, you take care of yourself, you do your job, you make your money, you get your things in order, you build it. As you build it, she will come and blah, blah, blah. See how that all works? Yeah, I mean, it's all you can do. And it's just the way it works. And then it always comes to pass as what you want, what you need, what you really want. Always, 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 always. You can count on it. I mean, it doesn't work if you're going to go to the racetrack and bet on Seabiscuit and say, imagine Seabiscuit going across the finish line. Well, you can try that. I don't recommend that. But Seabiscuit in the fifth race. So think about those ideas for manifestation. Is it safe to take sulfur even if I have methylation problems? I can't detox that. Well, sure. Actually, you really want to do it especially if you have methylation challenges. Yeah. Because that's what sulfur does, is to help detoxify the body. As a past guest says, it has a love affair with heavy metals. I love that. That has a love affair. That's right. Yeah. Exactly. You can take it. Huh. Adams says that blue light is not a threat to the eyesight of people who eat protective foods. See, there you go. It's always something with him. Pistachios, coconut oil, cherries, grapes, butter. Is that good for the eyes, huh? They protect your eyes? The light clock is a super charismatic nucleus, shares time and space with the dark clock, the lateral something nucleus, food clock, the vegetable, these are big words, exercise clock, and sex clock. All the clocks are linked. Without the big words, I love it. The light clock, the dark clock, the food clock, the exercise clock, and the sex clock. They're all clocked up together like a Swiss watch. Makes sense to me. Okay, oh, we have a quote from Swami Nitty Gritty about the now. Here's a quote. To be in the now is to have one, which is now spelled backwards. That is the whole trick. On preparing for coming prophesized cataclysms, don't waste your energy on something which is a yes, no, maybe. Take no precaution, but cross that bridge when you come to it. If it comes, better to prepare yourself for it by learning to live in the now. Then you will know what to do when the future becomes its own now. I love this. You only have to deal with now. The whole key is slowing your brain down to the rate of your heart. All of these things will be known to you through direct knowledge. That's right. Some of the ideas in Eckankar is that you look and see. That's how you know. You know, people, well, how do you know? Well, you look and you see. As so, wherever you are, you look and you see. And that's the only way we know. Other than that, we just believe. The only way we know is we look and we see. Oh, I eat Domino's pizza and I throw up. You know, okay. You look and you see. Domino's pizza eats pizza equals throw up. I'm just being silly, but you know what I'm saying. That's how you know. All right, and, you know, we're out of our body playing around and we look and we see out there and say, well, that's pretty cool. Well, it's a cinch that the way we've evolved these bodies with spirit, that we, wow, it's so cool when you really look at big picture. So I believe that we consciously evolve these bodies as soul from all the way from the gases and from the word. The beginning was the word. And I think we've all evolved all the way from that word to where we are today. And then we consciously evolved these bodies. And as soul, our whole modus operandi, our karma dharma has been from day one is to know that we are parts of God and to experience that wholeness once again. So I think that's what this whole thing is about. So it's no doubt, it's no surprise to me that we, with Divine Spirit, when we made and evolved these bodies, that we created them in such a way where if we just didn't live in the now and were kind of happy, snappy, and learned how to be happy, is that we would get sick. I mean, to me, this makes perfect sense. I mean, why wouldn't we? How else would we learn how to become more connected with God every moment unless we have something of the body to say, you know, to say, oh, don't do that, you know, don't worry. How else would we know that worrying would even be a problem unless it shows up in the body? How else would we know, right? So we spirit And you and I, when we created these bodies with God over eons, this is the way we did it. We set it up like that. So God's not a trickster. God didn't just say, well, when you worry, well, then you can, your parasympathetic gets wacky and you can have a heart attack. That's not like a trick and it's a bad joke. It's just like the way we did it. We figured, we set it up so we would learn how to not worry. And they said, well, why doesn't make sense? You know, Uncle Charlie worried a lot and he died. Well, that's, well, but Uncle Charlie's soul and he's going to come back and do it again. And he'll keep doing it until he figures out that it's better to trust God than the worry. And then he'll, I mean, that's the way it works. And that's why we keep reincarnating. It's so simple. This is in my opinion. I may be totally wrong. Gosh, I love us say that. Adam says, all life is action. All action is love. All love is service. All service is freedom. Wow. All freedom is now. All now is being. And all being is life. And all life is action. Yep, it's just one circle. I love that all life is action because that really is where I think a lot of us over the years and still do today, we kind of get we kind of get trapped in the idea of, and I've heard people say it, and God love them, a lot of Christian, really sweet Christian people that are really into Jesus, and I've heard him say it over and over as, well, I'm just trying to figure out what God wants me to do, you know, and I get that, you know, what God wants you to do, in my opinion, is to get up and do something, action, you know, do something, clean your house, get a job, get some training, do something, you know, get out there and mix it up a little bit, and then you'll find your way a lot easier than sitting around waiting for God to tell you what to do, because it doesn't often happen like that. Because you are part of God, and God doesn't push us around. The only way we are any use to God is to fulfill our own lives and be really happy people. That's the only way we can do anything. How else can we help anybody else unless we're really fulfilled and happy and healthy? There's no way. I mean, what would we do? How could you help somebody else when we're running around? You know, God helps those that helps themselves. Boy, isn't that a magical one? Wow, where did that saying come from? And my teacher says that God, same principle. Give 110%, then God kicks in the rest. I love that one too. 110%, not 100, 110. Boy, that's one I've been learning the last 10 years is, you know, you wait till the perfect time to finish the writing or doing the writing, so you feel perfectly, perfect time, you know, and it just doesn't happen. And that's where the hard work comes in that with writers and real creative people is oftentimes, you're digging in and just doing it even when you don't really feel like doing it. That's what's called perseverance and hard work. That's where that term comes from. It's not lifting something heavy. Oh, that was hard work. What's hard work is when, you know, it's just not feeling right to do this, but you sit down and you start doing it, and before you know, for long, you're in a groove and you're doing stuff, and yeah, that wasn't tough. You know, it's easy to outthink ourselves out of anything, and what of course, that's what procrastination is we, isn't it funny? Let me do one thing here. 3, 5, 2. Thanks, had to do that. That's all procrastination is. Is say, you just have an image of doing something that you need to do. And that image probably doesn't have much light or love or happiness or vibrancy around it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's clean out the garage that you've been procrastinating for a year. So when you think about it, it's not a very fun image, right? Because you've been putting it off and you got a lot of juice around that image. So you're doing the dishes and you think about, well, I got to clean out the garage, and then you just move on to something else because you don't want to, because that image is not fun. I don't want to go into that. I don't know what's in there, blah, 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 all the things we built up around it. But that's how procrastination works. And the only way, of course, to not procrastinate anymore is to clean up the garage. Did I just say that? That's it. It's the only way out. Clean up the garage. Just go do it. That's it. You don't want to do it because you're walking into there and I don't know what's in there and this is going to be terrible. How long is it going to take? Blah, 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 blah. The mind will give you 120 reasons not to clean up the garage. And you just don't even pay any attention to that. And you go clean up the garage and before you know it, the garage cleaned up and said, boy, can't believe it took me a year to do that. That was dumb. But that's all procrastination is, you know, is just becoming the effect and not the cause. And so we're the cause. And we're all working on it. It's all fun. We just keep doing it. Okay. I'm going. One more. Gary says, when Dave Stetzer says to stand on a piece of tinfoil to discharge the electromagnetic stuff you're exposed to during the day, the tinfoil is not grounded, correct? It's just a piece of tinfoil for a minute. Yeah, no, it's just take off. And I would get the heavy-duty aluminum rentals. That's the best one. And just cut yourself off a nice square. I like to fold up the edges a little bit so I make a nice square that my feet fit on there. And you just put that puppy in the bathroom. So at night before you're brushing your teeth, you come out of a shower, you just stand on that tinfoil for about a minute. That's about a minute, and that will discharge all kinds of electrical juju and juice off of your body and then go to bed. That's all you do. It doesn't matter. You can do it on a carpet, on a tile. Yeah, it's not grounded. Good question. Yeah, just step on it and do it before bed. Help you sleep. Another thing I did learn. Robert asked, what did I learn? This is good. I did learn the other day with Dave Stetzer, to Robert and all of you. I was for years turning off the breaker in my bedroom, right? Thinking that was the best way to do it. And I just didn't use lights and didn't need light. Have a little flashlight hanging on a towel rack there when I take a shower, but I care. And I have my Golden Pyramid thing run out the door, well, to another thing, so I don't plug it in. But then Dave Stetzer said, don't do that. Just go ahead, put the Stetzer filters in and you put the breakers full on. He said it's actually healthier that way. And he explained a geeky thing with the capacitors and it's not good. So don't want to do that. He knows what he's talking about. So that was pretty cool. I got to see my lights again in my bedroom after all these years. So I'm going to start even sleeping better now that I turned that thing off. Turn it back on, rather. So those are a few tips from Dave Stetzer the last time he was on. So, breaker, breaker, breaker. Well, kids, I'm going now. Doodle and I are going to go out in the sun. We're going to declothe. That's probably too much information. And then sit out there and talk to God for about half an hour before we do anything else. We like to do that. And it's so funny. You should see Doodle. She'll come out there and she will lie. She'll just go on one side, lie right there on the ground, right next to me and get in her sun. They're so smart. They're little smarty pants, just like you and I. I love you all very much. We're going to have a great week for you. A lot of cool, fun shows. I'm going to be ordering sulfur like half an hour or now. Actually, right now, I need to order now. So if you want to get on this next order, you should probably click right now. If not, we'll order again on Monday or Tuesday. So I love you all. Thanks for your ongoing support. Have a nice weekend. I came across this song on a little show that I sell on Amazon Prime. And I just really enjoyed hearing it, and I hadn't heard this for many years, and there's something about it that's very nice. This is a Jerry Jeff Walker song, and Jerry Jeff Walker is from Austin, Texas, and by Sammy Davis Jr., and great tune, and I think you'll like this. It's Mr. Bojangles. I love you all very much. Have a nice weekend. See you Monday.
A newer man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
in worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Well, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life. Lord, he talked of life. Laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick right across the cell. He grabbed his pants, took a better stance, jumped up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go a laugh. Lord, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Lord, he could dance. He told me of the times he worked for minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years, how his dog and he, they just traveled about. But his dog up and died, dog up and died. And after 20 years he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks. For my drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head. Lord, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please. Mr. Bojangles. I'm Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Come back and dance, 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 please dance. I'm Mr. Bojangle. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Dance. Why can't you come back and dance? Please, Bojangles. Dance. Again, Bojangles.
Bojangles.